Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav of Masechet Bechoros. We're on top line, second line of Lamed Vav. The Lord today for Refuah Shleima for Shoshana Basi Bas Rachel Devorah. So we said yesterday we were discussing the issues of Eidus when it comes to a Bechor. Who do you believe? Can you believe somebody? Tell the Gemara, Ibarlo, Eid mi pi Eid, Mahul Eidus Bechor. What about Eid mi pi? What about hearsay?
A hearsay is not permitted in bed. Two agents can't walk in and say, Reuben told me that Shimon was the murderer. That doesn't work. If the re'i, if see, it's not, someone told me. What about my bechor? Someone told me the mum was not, it was not self-inflicted. It happened, the mum happened. What is that? Is that good?
So, Rav Ashi, Asar, Rav Ashi, Shari, Tzemach Loket. Amalei, Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi, wait a minute. Batana Dede Menashe, Ein, Eid, V'P.A. Kusher, Elola, Eid, it's Isha. Rav Ashi, how could you say it's mutter? It's only kosher for Eidus Isha. We don't want women to be agunas, so for that we'll permit it. Right? When the guy said that on the battlefield, he told the neighbor told him, that will allow. So the woman shouldn't be, right? They can know, they can have finality in her life, she can get remarried. What? Or for sudden passing, we're going to answer sudden passing in a minute. But we don't allow it for only for Eidus Isha. So Rav Ashi says, no. You read that Braisa wrong. It doesn't say only for Eidus Isha. Tani, Ela le'Eidus, Sha'isha k'shera le'bovad. Any time a woman can give Eidus, Eidus be Eidus Mutter. So can a woman give Eidus about another woman, about a husband died? Yes. We don't want him to be in a... Can a woman give Eidus about a Bukhar? The answer is yes. A woman says, I know the book. I know how the mum happened. It's not Eidus. We'll believe her, right? So we believe her for that. AVPA is not any worse, any different. That's the membra. If a woman can give Eidus, then AVPA is what they're also, right?
Rav Yemar Achsher AVPA by Bechor. Rav Yemar allowed AVPA by a Bechor. Kari Ole Maremar Yemar Shari Bukhra, right? They called him, the guy, everything's mutter by him. All the Bechor is always mutter by him, right?
Rashi says, interesting, Rashi says, Lashon Gnai. Right? Rashi says, Yemar Hamad de Bechor, Lashon Gnai.
Everything's mutter by this guy. It's all good.
Velchas HaGalacha is, Eidin B'yeh, Kosher, Eidin Bechor. It's Kosher anyway.
Even though we give him a Gnai, we pass on that.
Right? Amar Biloy, Lo Hayu Mugzakin Bo Shehu Bechor.
I have no idea if this is a Bechor. I don't know.
Uba Achar V'Amar Shehu Bechor, Umumo imo nemon.
What happens? I don't know anything about this happening. A guy walks into bathroom and he says, or he walks into, however he walks in, says, by the way, this animal is a bakar. We never saw this guy before in our life. This animal is a bakar, and not only is it a bakar, it has a mom.
So what's the story? He's believed. My kamash, what do you want to tell me? Shapesha asr, shapesha hitzer?
That the pe that asr, the pe that matzer? In other words, a woman walks in and we don't know this woman's a home world. I don't know her at all. And she walks in and she says, I was married, and I'm divorced. Right? Hapesha Asr, who Hapesha hit her. She said she's married, and then she said she's divorced. So that's what we're going to tell me, saying Chiddush? This was a Bechor, but it got a mom. So you want to tell me, that's old news. We know that already. We know from a woman.
Tanina, Ha'isha Sha'amra, Eisha Sha'isi, if a woman says, I was married, the Gerusha Ani, and now I'm divorced, Nemenet, we believe her. Why? Shapesha asu, apesha hitzer.
The Gemara says, no, it's all different over here.
Ma'ad etema, I would think over here. I'm hasam, by a case of a woman who di'i boi lo amra.
By a woman, she doesn't have to say anything. She could walk into the town, hi, I'm a new lady in town. Here I am, a new lady in town. Here's my number, someone make me a shidduch. She doesn't say anything. No one would know the difference.
I have a hacha, but over here, Delo Sagi, Delo Omar.
He had to say something. Why did he have to say something? Because there's a principle that
Kachem Bachot Lo Achol.
Nobody will be that, as much as we talk about how people are doing wrong things over here by Bakar, giving in mums, nobody will be so bad as to eat a carbon outside the Beit HaMikdash. That's the cave of carbon. That bad they won't do. So no one's doing that. So no one's going to walk into town with a Bechor and say it's not a Bechor. Why? Because they say, oh, I have a beautiful animal. Bring it to the butcher shop. We'll shaft it up. We'll have a great time. We'll have a great barbecue. No one's going to do that. Right? No one's going to do that bad. No one is. Right? Kachin bachot lo akal. No one will do that. Therefore what? He has to say it's a bachar. He has to say it's a bachar. He's not going to lie and say it's not a bachar. The lie will only come within the moment. That's the only lie. Right? Oh, he made the mum himself. But we didn't have a mum. He made a mum. That people are koshy to do. Right? That's a very small isser. They don't really hold to such an isser. That they'll do. But to say that there's no, that's not a bachar at all, don't say a lie like that. Therefore, Ema lo pesha asahu. Maybe he's not even pesha asahu. What are you going to do? A lie like that? Kamash malan. Right? If that were the case, the imishum hachi havishad de bimuma the nick of achale. Then if he wants to be so big, if he wants to make a mum, let him make a real mum. Everyone can notice that mum. Right? Why does he walk into bed? Why is he walking into bed? The reason he's walking into bed is because the mum is a very, 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 very unusual kind of mum. It's not a normal mum, right? So therefore, if you wanted to be bad, you could have made a massive mum. You don't need bezel for that. And the Amoris, oh, that's a real mum. Missing a leg. You don't need a bezel. You don't need pocketing. You don't need mumchen. You don't need these things. You're going to lay with mumchen. You don't need mumchen. Everyone can see. It's a bona fide. It's not a shaila. He didn't do that. Therefore, what did he do? He walked in and said, I have a bachar that he had to say. He didn't have to say I had a mum. He just looked at that mum. Can you tell me? He didn't do that. He said, and got a mum, which is mashma that he needs checking out. That then we believe him. Hapesha us, hapesha hit there. Okay? Okay. Next. Maskifla Mar Baravashi. Mar Baravashi asked the following question. Maishna, what's the difference between the Bukhar and the following case? Hahu Garva, there was once a guy, the ogre lay Khamro Lachavre, he rented his donkey to his buddy. But Amale, and he tells the friends, listen, I'm giving you my donkey. But you should know one thing. Lo tezel b'orcha the Nahar Pekod. Don't take him by the Nahar Pekod path. Don't go down that road. Why? To Ikamaya, because there's water there, and my donkey will get sick. He'll die. Zil b'orcha the Narash. Take him the other way. To Lekamaya. There's no water over there. What happened? Azal b'orcha the Nahar Pekod. The guy didn't listen. He took him to Nahar Pekod, right? Azle umihu maya lo haga. But by the way, there happened, there was no water there. Right? But Amar Rava, one second. And then it died. Right? And then it died. But it didn't die for the reason. It didn't die for the reason. Right? It didn't die for the reason. It didn't die for the reason that he was thought it would die. Right? Like a guy says, I'll lend you my car. Don't take it to the bad neighborhood. Someone's gonna ruin it. So you take it to the bad neighborhood, but then you get into an accident. So it got ruined, but not because of the bad neighborhood. Same exact case. So on my rob. It comes to DEF. Something else happened, right? So on my rubber, rubber said about this case, Mali Lashaker, what? What, Mali Lashaker, right? He can't be lying. What's his, Ibai Omar, Urche Dinara Shazli. He could have said, I went the way you told me. What happened? I died. I tell you, an accident happened. He didn't say that. He admitted he went the wrong way, but that's not why he died. Omar Abaya, so therefore, Rava says he's puzzled. That's why he died. But he didn't lie. Why would he lie? If he's a lie, he's a much better lie. I can say I didn't go down that path at all. Amar Abaya, I says, what are you talking about, Rava? Mali Lashaker, B'makom Eden, Lo Amrina. We don't say Mali Lashaker when you have Eden. What does that mean you have Eden? No, that's not what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Makom Eden. Rashi says, Danan Sahadi, we know, the Chol Shaito Ikamaya. The fact that we know that place always has water, that's like Edus. That's like Edus. Okay? The Rashi says. V'hachanami, kiva danan tahadi, the kahanam chashudin al-hamumin, since we know that kahanam are chashud on mums, Lo name a mali l'shaker. What thing is that mali l'shaker? What incentive do I have to lie? No. There's aids that you lied. It's like there's aids that you're a liar. Why? Because you always lie. There's always water there. Therefore what? You hear that? You hear what Abayah just said? You can't say mali l'shaker against Edom. You could say mali l'shaker. You must believe me, I'm telling the truth. Because if I wanted to lie, I have a much better lie to say. I could have said I didn't take it down that road. I could have said it's a genuine... The sense of Abayah, we don't say that when we have aids against you. Imagine a video camera. What are you going to say? I have a better lie? We knew where you went. So here, the aids is water there. What do you mean it didn't die because of the water? We have aids that did die because of the water. Why? Because there's water there. You said, well, it didn't happen. Believe aid is against you. Therefore what? Everybody knows that when it comes to mums, as Rashi said, everybody knows when it comes to mums, the kahanim cannot be trusted. It's like aidus that they put a mum there. How could they ever testify that it didn't happen? It happened on its own. Okay? But there's no such thing as a pesha after a pesha hit there. There's no such thing. That doesn't work when it's aidum. A woman walks in and says, I'm married and I'm divorced. What are you talking about? We've aided that you never got married. We've aided that you're still married. Right? Then the whole thing doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hachi hashta. How can you come here? Hasam badai ikamaya. No, in that case is known. There's water there. Hacha, hasam badai shadi bimuma. Every koi makes a mum. Every single one is a liar. Every one. Not everyone. Cheshashahu. It's a suspicion. Umakum cheshashahum reen on mali l'shaker. So he comes and says, you believe me. You know why? Because if I wanted to lie, I'd much better lie. And of course you believe him. But it's not the case. It's not like the case at all. By the case of the water, there's no way out. Because that's a vadai. It's a vadai. It's a vadai. No, it's a vadai. Always water. Right? It's like, I'll give you an example. It's like a guy says, don't take my car in the van way. There's always traffic there. Right? My car doesn't go do well in traffic. Don't go that way. Go a different way. There's always traffic there. You ever been there when there wasn't traffic? No, never. Never. Well, 4 o'clock in the morning, right? Normal time, it's never. So the guy says, I went down there, but there was no traffic. You went down there, there's no traffic. That's a pure lie. There's always traffic there. Right? There's always traffic there. Drinks water or somebody will get it. Somehow. Don't go there. Don't go there. No, I went there, but it didn't happen because of that reason. You're a liar. Now, you want to say the same thing about Kahanan? Every coin makes mums? Every single one? Come on. Not every single one. Yeah, there are those that are chashud 100%. Therefore, it's a chashash. It's chashud. Guy walks in and says, I have a bachar. And also got a mum on its own. Of course you believe him. Why? Hapesha has a pesha hit there. Okay, next. Okay, this story is a fascinating story. I'm not sure I understand it. I don't understand it, but here we go. Maybe somebody can make sense out of it. Yosef Ravina, Bekamer Lahai Shemaitza Belo Gavra. Ravina said this over without anyone, not in the name of anyone else. Amalei Rava, Zuti, Ravina, Anan Mishmeid Ravaloi, Matinale. Fine. We learned it in every life. Fine, that's not the story. Here's the story. Rav Tzadok. Rebbe Tzadok. Right? So, in the... Rashi doesn't say it. It's not in our Rashi. In the thing here called Hagos Vitziyunim. Anybody have that in there? Hagos Vitziyunim. It's on the side. It's like addition to Rashi. Addition. It says, Rashi says over there, Rav Tzadok Kohen Haya. Rav Tzadok was a Kohen. Okay? That's what it says over here on the side. What? About Rav Tzadok? The problem with that is a Gemara in Erevin, Rav Tzadok's son, whose name is Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Tzadok, said in Erevin on Daf Mem Aleph, said, we're from Shevet Binyamin. So how can it be from Shevet Binyamin if the father's from Kohen? It doesn't make sense. So, Tosfos there says, no. His mother was from Shevet Binyamin. That's what he meant to say. He's really a Kohen. That's what Tosfos says. The Rambam, when the Rambam gives a list of all the Tanoim that are Kahanim, Rav Tzadok is not on the list. So, he's not on the list.
What? Article 71. The article is obvious on the Rambam. That's okay. They can do that.
That's all right. That's not a problem.
So, well, Rashi said he was a Kohen. The story makes a lot more sense if you say he was a Kohen. According to the Rambam, the Zevi Yerushalmi says, it must be, if he's not a Kohen, what's the whole Gemara going to be about? He must have gotten the Bechor from a Kohen. He's like the Kohen's buddy, and he's doing the work for the Kohen. What's the story? The Bechor, it's more, back and forth, been busy. But the Pasha, he's a Kohen. The problem is the Rambam said he's not. Okay. And there's a Gemara there where son said he's not. Right? Okay. But anyway, Rav Tzadok Havid Le'Bukhra. Rav Tzadok had a Bechor. Now, right, again, only Kohen had Bechors. Right? You have a Bechor, you have to give him the Kohen. So what's he doing with the Bechor? So you have to say either he's a Kohen, or his friends gave it to him. Rumalei Sare Basali. He put some kind of hair, some kind of reed in the basket. Sare Kale Urva Urva Kufa. What happened was, the story is that the goat, the Bechor, was eating in the basket, and his lip got cut from the reed in the basket. Okay? That's the whole story. Also, the commander of Yeshua. He came in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Amalei, and he told him, Klum Chilachnu Ben Chaver La'am Aretz. Do we have a distinction between a Chaver and a... I'm a Chaver. I'm a Tam Chaver. Says the Tzadok. So, I didn't make this move on purpose. Now, we have a rule when it comes to the mums, we don't always believe the Kahanim. The Tichashim. Says Rav Tzadok, does that apply to the Tam Chacham also? Do you make a distinction between the Tam Chacham and Amaretz? Amalei Rishua Hain. Yes, we do make a distinction between the Tam Chacham and Amaretz. Absolutely. Also, the Kabeid Rav Gamliel. He then goes to Rav Gamliel. So then you understand why you're asking the child to someone else. You have to shy already. You got to stop. What are you going for? So he says, he's not going cooler shopping because he gave him a cooler already. So the answer is exactly, he was going cooler shopping. He was wondering, I understand Rabbi Shua said it's okay, but should I really hold like that? Or maybe I should be mad. So he goes to ask, that's what Ben Yehuda said. So he goes to ask another Shiloh. Who does he go to? He goes to Asala Kameh Dremad Amliel. Amalei, Chilat Lebed Chavala Amaretz? Do we make a distinction between the Chavala Amaretz? Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel, lo, there's no difference. So therefore, this is a possible Bechor. Why? Because we suspect you made the mummy yourself. Not that a half mile was eating, you made the mummy yourself. Just like we treat you in the same. Amalei, wait a minute. Rabbi Yeshua Amalei, Hain. Rabbi Yeshua said that we do make a difference. So you're arguing on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel, you're arguing, Amalo, Hamtin ad Sha'ayalu, Bale Treason. The Beis HaMedrash. Let's wait till the Bali Treason come to the Beis HaMedrash. What's Bali Treason? The people with shields. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Bali Treason, Maginim, a shield, right? Maginim is a shield. Talmidei Chachamim, Hanilchamim, B'Molchama, Shal Torah. It means, wait till the Chachamim come. The Chachamim, like soldiers in Torah. That's what Rashi says. There are three other explanations. The Shita Mekubetza says, It means to make a chacham, but the reason why they're called warriors is because they protect Klal Yisrael. Not necessarily they fight with themselves, they protect Klal Yisrael. That's one shot. The Aruch says, listen to this Aruch on Erech Hanukkah. I'll read it inside, you give the words in the favor. The Aruch says, Hakavana Kipshuto, Shehayu Malche Yavon, it was the Malche Yavon, Ma'amidim Shotrin Eitel Malche Yisrael, they would set up officers in Israel, kidei v'nitziayim to help them, kidei lazer lehem losses they must have amisha parish as gidreim. They would to keep people in line. Right? It doesn't mean chacham; it means real Greek soldiers that were there to instill order, enforce the law in Eretz Yisrael. I thought that was fascinating. Right? Fascinating. No? There, Hanukkah. But what was the last time we mentioned Greek in Gemara? What? Right. What do you mean by that? Right. And the last shot is, listen to this part. What's Bali Treason? So he says, the word Ben Yehuda says, Bali Treason is treason, is a conjunction of two words. Trey, and he says the word Sinai. Sin. Trey, sin. Treason is Trey, sin. What's two sins?
that at Sinai they got two Torahs. They got Torah, not Torah. No. That's what he says. He says Torah Nigle and Torah Nisper. Well, Benjamin Yosef is saying that's how he is. To Torah Nigle and Torah says truth. They know everything. Anyway, Kivan Shenichnasu LeBeis HaMedrash. Once they got to the Beis HaMedrash, Amad Hashoel V'Sha'al. The asker got up to ask the question. Some say that they didn't let them. Someone had a shiloh. They wouldn't let him ask the question. They don't want to embarrass him. It was a professional guy. His job was to ask all the questions. Why didn't he stand up? So Tosfos says, there are two Tosfos with the word Amad. The first one says, Pirish, Naira bin Adar B'Yushalmi, Teresh, Darish, Midichsiv, Ba'amdu Shnei Anashim B'Vav, the Shoel, Halachos, Va'agados, Tzarech Lamos. When you ask the Shaila, you have to stand up. You ever heard anyone do that today? So, Shita Mikubeta says that nowadays we're not machmer to stand up when we ask Shailas. Why not? Because the Gemara the Dar says that when you're machmer neder, the bed is allowed to sit down. Down for that. Yeah. Where's this Gemara? Remember where it is? I think it's in Brachas. Right. So he says that's exactly where he stood up. So the Shach says over here, Bezmana said again, you don't have to sit down. The machine said you don't have to stand up because he stands up. But he had a different reason. He says, we looked at Megillah when they learned Torah, they used to stand up. When did they stop standing up? When who died? Rabbi Gamliel. When Gamliel died, Moshe, Ad Rabbi Gamliel, for you learned in Torah Mu'uma. They were learning Torah standing up. When Rabbi Gamliel died, you read it in the world, all right, now you can sit down. Because Rabbi Gamliel was alive still. Let's stand up. Once you die, you don't have to sit up anymore. Right? So you read in the world, and now you can sit down when you learn. Fascinating. Anyway, they ask the question, Kulun Chilaknum in Chavul Amaret? Is there a difference between a Chavur and Amaret? Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua Lav. Yeshua said, no, there's no difference. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Balo Mishimcha Amru Lohein. We heard Rabbi Yeshua, you said, yeah, there is a difference. Rabbi changed his mind. And now with the spotlight on him, he changed his mind. And he held like Rabbi Gamliel. So, correct. Yoshua, Omar Araglecha. Yoshua, get up. The Yidu Becha. And give Eidu. Omar, Rabbi Yeshua Araglev. Omar, and he said, Hey, Chesed. What should I do? El Male, Chani, Chai, Vahu, Meis. If I were alive and he were dead, Yochel, Achai, Lahachesh, Hamed. Then I could say whatever I want. Of course, I could dispute. Dead people can't argue back. So I could say whatever I want. That's very such a strange thing to say. What a strange way to talk. How can I dispute him both alive? Strange thing to say. It gets more strange. Why Rabbi Gamliel omed v'dorish? Rabbi Gamliel was giving drasha. Rabbi Yeshua omed al raklov, and Rabbi Yeshua was standing up. They wouldn't let him sit down. Adam Dill, Shirina who call up. The whole space of medicine was like, come on, let this guy sit down a bit. Let him sit down. What are you torturing him for? But Amru l'chutzpah b'torgimin, and they told chutzpah b'torgimin, amod ba'amod. All right, you can stop talking now. And he stopped. Right? This story is such a strange story. Look at the last chutzpah on the page. Chutzpah b'torgimin. It's chutzpah b'torgimin. Me'asara harugei malchus. Some of their fun mess. What is chutzpah? Why do we need to know that? By the way, there's another Tosfos, which is not here. There's a censored Tosfos, I don't know why it's censored, that says that Chutzpah HaMetorgimin was, I'll read you the words, HaYashakol Keneged Yonas Ben Uziel. He was just like Yonas Ben Uziel, Shebashah She'osik V'Torah, when he would learn Torah, call oaf. Any bird that flew by would get burnt up. He said about Chutzpah HaMetorgimin. Why do we need to know Chutzpah HaMetorgimin was the Tzar HaRugim Malchus? He was, by the way, he was. Every time Rabbi Kiva is mentioned, the Tosfos say, "I thought Rugi Malchus higher." Doesn't say that. And you want to say, well, because the person I'm talking about is a pretty unusual person, doesn't really come up all that often. I don't think, when did he ever come up? What else did the person I'm talking about ever come up? Not that often. So this is a very similar story that appears in Brachos, almost the exact same story, where Yeshua makes the same funny comment. I'm alive, if he was dead, I could talk back. Same story, same day.
Same story.
The question is, so I saw some, I'm a very, very harsh Vart. Told it off to the wife last night. She goes, I don't like that Vart. The Vart was that there's a story that somebody's walking down the street and he sees the tongue of Chutzpah on the Torah lying in the street. Which one of Buddha? That's how he became? Okay. And he says to him, he says to him, that's the star. Someone, for the pearls of Torah, that's the star. With the tongue, yeah. The tongue is lying in the street like a carcass. You sure? Okay. I wish you had a way to do that. 1 minute. The Gemara there in Kedushin says that Echad Shiyatzu L'Tar B'Zra, was one person who went out to become bad. Why? He saw Chutzpah on the Torah's tongue lying in the street, and he said, "This is the scar for somebody who said the Torah of Torah that his tongue is lying like a carcass." The answer is he participated in the desire. I didn't make this up. The Chok Dossin said this. What? No! Chutzpah the Meturgamon is the Meturgamon. And he's kept on learning. At the expense of Rabbi Yeshua. What kind of pearls of Torah is that? It's from someone else's cheshbon? We don't agree with that philosophy. Right? I'm going to learn Torah. I don't care the guy's being embarrassed. I'm busy learning. We don't agree with that. Now, again, on his level, that was worthy of being punished like that, right? On his level, right? It's very harsh, right? Okay. What more this story means, I have no idea. No, like it's such a deep story. Okay. Next Mishnah, back to earth. Naman Akohen Lama Har Eitzi Bechar Zeh Ubal Mumu. A Kohen's believed to say, listen. I took this to an expert, and he told me it's a mum. He's believed to say that. Okay? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Naman Kohen Lama Bechar Zeh. I'm sorry. Yeah. Naman Kohen Lomer Bechar Zeh Nosan Li Yisrael B'mumo. A Kohen's believed to say, Let's start over. Naman Kohen Lomer Eitzi Bechor Zeh Ubal Mumhu. A person's or Kohen's believed to say, I took this animal to an expert. He told me it had the mum. Says Rashi, V'lachacham, V'amar li, Shemum Kavuahu. It's a mum Kavua, Vishokhto. Ubulvad, Shilo Edim, Shlo Itilavo. But you have to have Edim, you didn't make the mum yourself. Okay? There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. So you have to say the name of the expert. You have to say the name of the expert. The Kohen has, I took it to an expert. Well, who's the expert? The Rosh says, of course he has to say who the expert was. Otherwise, what kind of aid is he? Says the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mention that requirement. The Lecha Mishnah says it's not a requirement. Doesn't have to do it. How can it not be a requirement? Right? Because, as we said already, nobody is suspected of taking an animal that's kudshim and checking it outside the mizbeach. No one's going to do that. Why? Because that's kareth. No one's going to do that. So he had a mum. It's not a tam. If it's a tam, nobody's expecting the shechting a tam as a Torah. Is it as a mum? That he's believed. He's believed to say that it had a mum. I took it to an expert. Doesn't have to give you the name. Doesn't have to give you the name. Now we can start the Gemara. Amar Rav, my Rav, Neman Kohen Loma, Bechor Zed Narsan Li Yisrael B'mumah. This Bechor, a Jew gave, he had a mum. When the Jew gave, he already had a mum. Again, Rambam says, you don't have to say the name of that Jew. And the Rosh says, you absolutely must say the name of that Jew. You hear? My time of life? Call Milsa, Davida Ligluye, Loma Shaka Be'inchi. Anything that can be revealed, people will not like. Okay? You can take that a little bit of bang. Anything that can be revealed, people won't like. Okay? By the way, so Rav Soloveitchik, the story, the famous story of Soloveitchik, said he's not sure that the flies are miles off. Why? Because there was a story that when by the Cuban Missile Crisis, Khrushchev got up, he took his shoe off, and he banged his shoe on the table in the United Nations and said, there are no missiles in Cuba. And then they showed him pictures. They showed pictures. They took satellite pictures and put the missiles in Cuba. So Soloveitchik said, but call Milsa, the Vila Guli, Lo Shakri Vayinshi. People don't lie if it's going to be revealed. How can you lie like that? Maybe if it's not a dead, that doesn't apply. Says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says no. Rav Moshe says the rule applies. You have people that are such chutzpah, they don't care if they're caught in the lie. They don't care. That doesn't undo the rule. Rove people don't want to get caught in a lie. So if they're going to get caught, there's a chance they're not going to lie. If you can catch me, you're not going to lie. If you can't catch me, then I'll lie. But if you can catch me, if you can find out who the Israel is, you find out that I'm not going to lie. You have people out there, you have chutzpah in the world that will lie no matter what. That's a meal. Can't unmute them. They never control halacha, right? Normal people will not want to get caught in a lie. Okay. Amar Vashi, Afan and Amitina. Neman of Kohen Lama Reisi Bechor Zeh Bamumu. I saw the Bechor had a mum. My time. La Mishum Darmina and Kol Milsa Davila Ligui Lo Meshakeh Bainchi. Anything that's going to be revealed, people will not lie. So the reason the Chassam who did Kachem Bechor is Lo Afil. No, the reason over there is because nobody's going to eat Kachem. Again, nobody will ever do the worst thing possible, which is Ikachim Bachot. That they're never going to do. It's not really a case of Kol Milsa Davila Ligluye. Anyway, half the story they agree with you. Anyway, they're never going to eat a tam. They're never going to check the tam. So what is it? It's a mum. It's a bukhar, but it has a mum. How did the mum get there? That's the only issue. Right? Rashi says, all the name of Allah, Milsa Davila Ligluye, Mishakli Inchi. Maybe people will lie, even if they're going to get caught. Ah, Bahacha, but the Mishnah, high in the time of the Nehemi. You know what we believe you? La Mishu, the Chashidi Kahanam Lechol. Because no one's going to eat kachim bachot. Hilchah, therefore, he lab the shari le chacham, lo the omer shari le. They're never going to say it's good on their own. B'shachit le below tataras mumche. That they're never going to do. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Rasi aval hacha, but over here, over where? Kibud the chashidi. Masav of Shizbi. Homer lemisha ein neman al meiser. Let's say someone is not really trustworthy on Nisr. He's not really trustworthy. He's not really trustworthy. He says, Kachli Mimishu Neman, go take from someone that I trust. Oh, Mimishu Meiser, or someone who takes off Meiser, Eino Neman, he's not believed. In other words, he's not really trustworthy, but you walk into the store and you ask the owner, he knows he's an Amaret. He knows. What store was the Meiser? No, I went to so and so. I went to so and so. Tells you who he went to. I did all everything Kadasu could did. So what do we say? Eino Neman. Am I? Why not? Name of Kal Milta Davila Gulam Mashaka Vinci. You'll go to that guy, you'll knock on his door, you'll say, by the way, did so and so come and take off Meiser? He'll get caught. So why don't you believe him? You hear the question? Why don't you believe him? He's not gonna lie. He's going to listen to his answer. Shining Hassam. No, of course we believe him. He's not gonna lie. Who did he go to? Who did he go to? The ish lay lashmute. The guy he went to also is not trustworthy. What's the Tamara says, I went to him. I went to the reformed rabbi. What do you want from me? He's a rabbi. I saw the word rabbi. I went right in there. The answer is, he's not trustworthy himself, that guy. The Tamara doesn't realize that. The Tamara doesn't realize who he's going to. He doesn't realize. Yeah, he's trying to do the best. He's trying to do the right thing. But he doesn't realize. So you can't trust him because the person he trusts is also not trustworthy. Right? Rashi says, Lemeimar il izach lo mehamdin, ana havi chashivi lo mehamdin, hilgach lo mirtas meikara. Of course he's not lying. Yeah, I went to that guy. Who'd you go to? You went to some non-trustworthy person. It doesn't make a difference. Now, unbelievable, such an unbelievable answer, right? Seifa, Vadim Mitzayayali. But the Seifa of that bride to there is certainly going to help us. Why? Because it says over there, May Ish Ploni Harei Zen Neman. What if you give him the name of the person? You know that person is trustworthy. Then it'll work. Hasam, you know why? Kiba de Itle Toveya Mertat. Because you say, wait a minute. Why did he mention he went to Rabbi Yoshe? Everyone agrees with him. Why do you mention that name? It must be they have some dealings. That's why he's afraid. Listen to Rashi. Look how Rashi says it. Klomar, meha lo tisaya. It's not a raya either. Why? True. He mentions a person who's reputable. The hasam, the mirtas shliach. The shliach is afraid. Kibon, the chazi, the kapid, mishaleach, lahaskir shema ish, savar vada yid ve'enu. Since he mentioned the name of the person, it must be they have some dealings. And therefore, it's all legitimate. Aval gabi b'char, lo mirtas. Listen to Rashi says. I'm not afraid. You walk into bed. Listen, I went to, the Yisrael gave it to me. And it has a moment. Yeah, who's Yisrael? So according to the Rashi, you don't have to say the name. Right? You don't have to say it. According to the Rashi, you have to say the name of the Yisrael. Any, either way, lo mirtas high koi, it's never, me yitrach l'chabez achadivre yishvishol, so Yisrael amatzalo b'mumo. What, you're going to go knock on everyone's door in the world and ask him, did the Kohen come to you and ask you? Did the Kohen get this behemoth from you? By the case of the Meiser, the guy has business dealings with him, you're going to call him up and ask him, is it true you took off Meiser from him? The right way? That's right. You mentioned some famous person. Over here, you walk in and say, the Yisrael gave it to you and has a mum. What do we do? We ask every Yisrael in the world? How much are we going to be on Triach ourselves to find out if it's true? Therefore, he's not afraid. Therefore, it's not something that's going to become revealed. Therefore, he doesn't tell it's a lie. Therefore, we don't believe him. You hear? Good. Amar Virmi Bar Abba, Menal Le Lihudaha, how did he know this? Ana, the Gidl Kiviase. I learned it from Gidl, the Gidl Kava Bididei, and Gidl learned it himself. Baki Amar Le. Neman Yisrael Loma Bechar said it had to look on Bemumo. A Yisrael's believed to say, I gave it to a Kohen true, and it had a mum. Yisrael Pshita. That's obvious. He has someone said it's a lie. No. Lo tzarech b'katan v'higdol. We're talking about a katan that grew up. Rashi says that the animal grew up. I gave the animal when it was a little bit animal. Now it's all grown up. Maybe there's a chashash, I don't recognize the animal. Don't worry about it, I recognize it. But the Rabbeinu Gershon says, no, you were a katan when you gave the animal. Now you're a gadol. The problem with that is, as it points out, you can't give ages when you're a cotton. So that's why Rashi didn't want to say that pshat. Rashi says the animal was a cotton. Madzim, I would have said, lo kimle, he doesn't remember. Kamash, well, no, he remembers. The surah masni kalisha vastra, pumpadisa masni kalisha kama, ilkasa afilu kalisha nakama. That look is even like the lisha nakama, that what? Even a coin's believed to say it. Right? Because we assume, against that part, that it's something that's going to be revealed, no one's going to lie. Right? That's what the coins believe. What? So he said, maybe you give the name, and then, so he said, you know, maybe you give the name, they will check it out. There's a way to check it out. So it's a big tircha. So we'll check it out. Rafram b'pumpadita habile bukhra. Rafram b'pumpadita had a bachar. B'habile l'kohen, below muma. He gave it to the coin without a mum. Azal shad de muma. He got a mum. Yom achad. Listen to this story. Cholish b'enei. He got sick. Aisi lekamei, amalei, b'char zeh nasin liyisrael b'mumo. You hear this story? Rafram gave his b'char to somebody. It got a mum. Right? I'm sorry. He gave his b'char to a kohen. The kohen went ahead, gave it a mum. Brought the animal back to Rafram to have him paskin whether or not it's a mum or not. You hear this chutzpah? Right? Yeah. Now, some bring a raya from here. That he says, "B'char zeh nasim liyisol b'mumo." Look what this Jew gave me. This with a mum. Now he didn't mention the name. Some bring a raya from here. You don't have to mention the name. But the Rambam's right. He didn't say which Yisrael. Where'd you get it from? He didn't say a word. Rashi didn't say a word. The answer is the whole thing's a joke anyway, because he can make up anybody. Who'd you get the b'char from? I got it from what's his face. Right? The whole thing's a joke anyway. You can make up anybody. Anyway,
Ar Fisine Leene, he was examining it very carefully. Chazia Beshikwe, he realized the lie. He realized this is the animal he gave this guy. He didn't give it with a mum. Right? Nevertheless, Amale, Lavanad the Avinalov. Right? Is this the animal I gave you? Anyway, Afilahaki Lochashle Lemilse, hi, who the chatif, who yamalochafiti.
Just because this guy was such a chutzpah to try to pull this off, he didn't lose faith in other kahanim to say that other kahanim were going to be honest. Okay?
Another one more minute.
Because of the Mishnah. Harusarua, there was an animal that had two eyes of different sizes. And this is the kind of mum. It's impossible for a human being to make this mum. How can a human being make this mum? How could you make an animal have different sized eyes? Obviously, this is a mum that Hashem made. It's born this way. You can't do that. You can't change the size of an eyes of an animal. So Husarua, the Asla Kabed Ravashi, what's the suspicion over here? Ila Kohen who Israelu. Hari Bakar Mumavimo. Whether it's a Jew or Had or Israel or a Kohen, what's the difference? Obviously it was born with a mum like this. This can't come later.
Amale Ravina Ravashi, Dilma Yisraelu, maybe it's Israel. Bummer Yehuda Ain Rowan Bakar Yisrael Il Imkin Kohen Imo.
You know, you're only allowed to have a Bechor. You only can check out the Bechor if the Yisrael's there. Why? Because we're afraid that when you tell the Yisrael, that it has a mum, what's the issue now? The only thing you're doing wrong now is stealing from a Kohen. So for stealing, nobody cares about that. So you'll steal from the Kohen, you'll eat it yourself. If it's a Karban, you won't touch it. But if it's a stealing, so therefore we made the Kohen be there also. The Kohen's there also. Why is the Kohen there also? To know for sure that the Yisrael won't steal it from him.
Amalehachi hashtahasam that he dekatsu b'chutz alachol. Amamone the Kohen chashen.
Yeah, we do that then over there because we're afraid you're going to steal from the Kohen.
Hacha michti yadahai mum muvaku. You know this is a mum. My time asui kanei rabbanon. We should close to the chacham.
So why'd you even go to the Kohen? Why'd you even go to the chacham? Why'd you go there? You know there's a mum. What are you going for? You went because you want to give cover to the chacham, right? Nice thing to do. Show the chacham. You know, people ask the shaila, they know the answer. They answer. They want to be nice to the rabbi. They ask shaila to go. They know the answer anyway.
So the guy's doing that. A cover chacham lo of it. Isura of it.
Right? He won't violate the cover of the chacham. He's going to do a favor. Not unlikely. The person's already doing that. They're already going to do the right thing. All right? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. We're a little behind. We'll try to catch up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.